Hello, this is Nikki Babaeva and Tech Talks, a series of podcasts by Frogs GmbH addressing the current trends and challenges of the Industry 4.0. CES in Las Vegas was a truly global event, with 30% of visitors traveling from outside the US and representing 119 countries. Frogs attended CES this year. Now we will talk to the representatives of Frogs at CES, Nicholas Likas, Head of Business Development, and Vasily Nedelko, Chief Technologist, and discuss CES, market, and trends. Hello, Nicholas and Vasily, and welcome to the podcast. What technology or solution did Frogs represent at CES?
Hello, Nikki, and thank you for the invitation. At CES 2022, Frogs presented two solutions. The first one is a WebRTC-based solution. The application is designed to help and support field technicians, which might need remote support from experts while they are executing their tasks of installing or maintaining equipment, and they are facing an unexpected issue or they encounter an equipment not familiar to them. The second solution is based on XR, extended reality, and MR, mixed reality. The solution and application are designed to support field technicians with installation and maintenance of IT and telecom equipment in data centers or at telecom network sites.
Who is the target audience and what is the target market of Frogs?
Yeah, as Vasily mentioned, we're currently working intensively on solutions using technology such as XR and blockchain for use cases specifically designed for the IT infrastructure and telecommunication companies. But our audience also expands to other industrial sectors transforming into Industry 4.0, such as automotive, utilities or services.
What is the competitive advantage of Frogs in the XR technology market?
Frogs XR application is available for Microsoft HoloLens devices. The application uses different cloud services to support users in succeeding with their tasks and goals, and to support companies achieving their proposed key success factors. It is an intuitive first-time right solution for field technicians in data centers and in telecom network sites. The application facilitates real-time access to data and insights, allowing smarter and faster decisions for organizations, creating value, efficiency, and profitability.
How optimistic are your forecasts for the targeted market?
Well, Industry 4.0 technologies are used to optimize all aspects of businesses. We know how the challenges of most companies lie in their ability to adapt quickly to these emerging technologies. So we're very confident that our recent partnerships and projects currently in development are going to have a positive impact on our activity and increase awareness on the efficiency we deliver to our customers.
What are the trends of Industry 4.0 in 2022?
There are several interesting trends on Industry 4.0 in 2022. Though, perhaps the most interesting for Frogs are the following. ESG and supply chain disruptions will bring Industry 4.0 to the forefront. ESG, environmental, social, and corporate governance, will be the most important theme impacting businesses over the next decade. In 2022, platforms for analyzing a company's environmental impact across its supply chain will become more readily available and easier to integrate into existing systems. Supply chain applications, especially those which are blockchain-based, will help rebuild trust, especially in the aftermath of the 2021 supply chain disruption. Digital twins will become more complex and effective. Digital twins digest data and use this data to create a representation of either a specific part of an organization or the organization itself. They can apply to any system, a car, a home, a factory, a power grid, a telecom network, or even a city. Digital twins enable the user to understand an asset's condition, run simulations and scenarios, and provide a digital snapshot for future maintenance. Intelligent Edge will become mainstream as a primary accelerator for communication, especially for IoT devices. Edge computing will begin to transform the Internet of Things, IoT, in 2022. What makes it intelligent is that all data analytics functions are shifted to the edge of the network and closer to the source of data generation. This reduces latency, which will help increase the uptake of Industry 4.0 technologies that require a near real-time response. Intelligent Edge will also improve data security, since data is not transported across several networks.
In what direction are the Industry 4.0 and Frogs in particular developing?
Frogs, a young company, tries to help customers in their journey towards Industry 4.0. We have solutions which address some aspects of the major themes of Industry 4.0 mentioned earlier. For example, we are currently developing a blockchain-based solution for inspection management, a process that is part of supply chain. The solution is designed to offer a trusted and secure way to validate the correctness of goods received and in the same time can be used as an input when integrated with the payment process. Frog solutions for remote assistance support using WebRTC technology, as well as Holo Remote Services, which is based on extended reality and related technologies and devices, address in part both the digital twins and the growing importance of intelligent edge. With these three solutions, Frog's support is customer personnel, especially field technicians in data centers and telecom network sites, to execute their activities and tasks and to achieve a higher first-time right ratio.
What are your impressions of CES?
Well, the American market is a great source of inspiration for us in Europe, and meeting IT professionals from the US and the whole world is always insightful, especially after months of online events and meetings. So the show was a great experience for us, especially thanks to the international dimension of the visitors and exhibitors and the new ideas and trends that we can capture there.
All in all, it was an interesting show, even though it was difficult in the current pandemic conditions. We know that several big companies like Google, Microsoft, Apple, Meta, Facebook, to name just a few, announced just the week before the start of the show that their presence will not be physical anymore, but they had only virtual presence and only for a few presentation sessions. We have seen some interesting trends and new products, especially in the IoT space, and some of them in communication and telecommunication technology.
Was the fallout of the pandemic felt at CES?
So as Vasily said, very large companies have decided shortly before the opening of this edition to attend the event virtually, which is a position that we fully understand. For smaller companies such as Frogs, I think it remains a great opportunity to share discussions and present our solutions to visitors who are always curious to learn more about the technologies we work with.
What surprised you personally from the exhibition, and what technologies attracted your attention the most?
Yeah, indeed, BMW had a particularly impressive car. What probably struck me the most actually was how many companies focus now on blockchain technology to improve business processes. This is super exciting as we are ourselves developing a solution offering better user experience for inspection and inventory management. So it's great to notice that we are aligned with the current trends.
I was surprised by the big number of startups that participated to the show, and maybe the BMW car which was changing the colors. I didn't meet a mecha, the humanoid robot that can make a range of human-like facial expressions, and therefore I cannot put a mecha on my list.
Have you already started preparing for other exhibitions? If yes, for which ones?
Yeah, we are actually preparing ourselves for our next big event, perhaps the most important one of the year in our activity, which is the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. And we are really looking forward to present our demos and our solutions to telecommunication carriers and communication service providers.
Thank you very much, Nicolas and Vasily. And this was Tech Talk, a series of podcasts offered by Frogs. See you in next episodes.